This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benwell, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our holidays and events section. Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a relatively new holiday which celebrates African American people, their culture, and their history. It is a 7-day festival that begins on December 26 and lasts until January 1st. The holiday of Kwanzaa was created by Dr. Malana Karenga in 1966 during the civil rights movement in the United States. This was a time of great struggle for Black Americans. Dr. Karenga wanted to create a celebration that would bring African Americans together by recognizing their Black culture. Karenga used the Harvest Festivals of Africa as a model for his new holiday. Over the centuries, Africans have gathered to celebrate their crops and harvests as a time of thanksgiving and remembrance. Karenga named his holiday Kwanzaa, which means first fruits, in the African language of Swahili. However, Dr. Karenga added an extra A to the spelling so the word would have 7 letters. This would correspond with the 7 guiding principles or beliefs of the festival. Dr. Karenga based his 7 principles of Kwanzaa on the traditional African values and characteristics of the ancient harvest festivals. The 7 principles of Kwanzaa, called the Inso Saba, are unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. On each evening of the 7-day festival, a family member lights a candle in a special candle holder and discusses one of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. On the evening of December 31st, family and friends get together to enjoy a large feast. The last day of Kwanzaa, January 1st, is a time of gift-giving. The traditional colors of Kwanzaa are black, red, and green, which are the colors of the African flag. Black represents the people, red is their struggle, and green symbolizes hope for the future. Since its beginning in 1966, Kwanzaa has gained wide recognition and is now celebrated by more than 18 million people worldwide. The holiday is celebrated in homes, churches, mosques, community centers, schools, and places of work. Africans and African Americans of all religions celebrate Kwanzaa. For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Holidays and Events section. That's all for today. See you next week.